Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Boy, you're my best friend. Boy. This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
Kicking ass, hour number two, little Bob O'Reilly, Teenage Wasteland by The Who, as we kick off hour number two. Curtis loves this song of the Wednesday
edition. Love The Who, love The Who. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go out. Start a fight outside. Great, Lou. Great choice.
Today, Curtis is happy. He usually wants disco, and Lou doesn't do it.
Oh, no, this is great.
This is great.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Get
Let's
ready.
Go.
This is the anthem, shit.
This is The Who. Again, Bob O'Reilly, 707 on your Wednesday morning. Hour number two, Curtis Sliwa, Noam Layden, Peter King, Brian Kilmeade, all about to come your way. Pete Morgan in studio two. And the crew is here, Lou Ruffino, Justin Ellick, and Noam Layden. So we've centered some of the discussion this morning around tonight's show on the station. There's a huge color ad in today's New York Post. Let me get the page for you. I had it earlier.
I noticed your photo isn't in there.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Page 28, it looks like. Listen to WABC Radio. State budget crisis coming up April the 1st. State of the city. State and nation in crisis. Critical questions to be asked. Special tonight at 8. Governor Andrew Cuomo with our guy John Catsimatidis. And, you know, you think about the cover of today's New York Post, where a lot of the African-American folks inside Carl Heastie's district, 83, a very big Democratic district, are upset because, you know, they really do want some change with the bail reform. And they also are in favor of charter schools. And it looks like Carl Heastie is not in favor of either one. So he's getting pushback from his own constituents. So on that, it seems like, wow, what a great to have Andrew Cuomo on the air later on tonight, being he wasn't opening all those years. And he knows Heastie. But a lot of the folks, very anecdotal, a lot of the folks that I speak to don't want to hear Andrew Cuomo on this station. You know that. What are your thoughts?
Well, first off, who is the most vicious critic of all?
You!
Of Andrew Evilize Cuomo. Let me give you the salute. Mario, ascendame, tu si provino sfacim, and your son Andrew is too. Nobody has been more critical. But why would you not want to hear from this guy? We have a feckless, weak, fold like a cheap camera governor right now who cannot take on the legislature. Carl Heastie's staff walked out on Hochul halfway through a meeting. Do you think anybody would have walked out of Andrew
I remember
Cuomo's meetings?
No, when LaSalle didn't get confirmed, all he kept saying was, because there were folks that were defending Hochul. What do you want from her? I think maybe even Patterson and Pataki. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, let me
if Cuomo's there, he gets confirmed, bottom line.
Let me take you back to the Untouchables. You
yeah.
saw that?
Elliot
with
Ness.
The photo of Trump imitating De Niro as Capone in the Untouchables with the baseball bat. Let me tell you something.
It depends who you talk to. There are now Trump supporters that are believing the nonsense that picture never happened.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I know.
Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo had that effect on people. You are not going to pick up and walk out of his office without suffering the consequences. No consequences to Carl Hastie and his staff. They spin Hochul like a top. Remember we used to have the Dunkin' Yo-Yos? Put him to sleep,
yeah.
Walk the dog, remember?
Yeah, of course.
She has no juice. It's like she's the governor and surrounded by kryptonite. You know I hate Cuomo. Why wouldn't you want to listen to him? First off, we have an owner-operator who is the Al Davis of broadcasting. Now, he probably doesn't know. He's not a big sports guy. You and I, we grew up with Al Davis. Brooklyn through and through. He was the rebel. He said, you don't want that guy, that player? I remember Art Powell. The Jets had him. They said he's a malcontent. He's no good. Al Davis said, I'll take him. He turned him into an all-star. He ended up winning NFL championships. You go, Ben Davidson, remember with the big handlebar mustache, Ike Lasseter, Billy Cannon. He said, Billy, we're taking you out of the backfield. We're turning you into a tight end. This guy would take whatever human refuse you had and turn it into a world championship team. And he believed, give everybody a second chance. That John has been there. Remember back to April of 2021. The FBI had just raided Rudy Giuliani's apartment, took everything out of it. Everybody was saying, fire Rudy. He's going to jail. Fire Rudy. And John was the only one who didn't blink. He said, no, Rudy stays on here. A year later, what happened? We actually had no evidence. We couldn't get a grand jury to indict Rudy. And you know a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. It was all nonsense. But John Catsimatidis did not panic. Bill O'Reilly. Nobody wanted Bill O'Reilly, right? He was toxic at the time. Look at Bill O'Reilly now. Anthony Weiner, the classic example. Remember, I became his partner. You know how much criticism I got out there? Where are you with that pedophile? What, are you out of your mind? A year later, do you really hear that anymore? Some people saying, wow, Anthony has a lot to say. He knows a lot about the city, a lot about the state, a lot about the country. Look, give the guy an opportunity. You're right. He has to address those two issues. You can't just act like an expert when, in fact, you're not addressing your own sins. You've addressed your own sins. I've certainly addressed my sins.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And Anthony Weiner addressed his sins. Cuomo's got to do that. Got to do it.
Well, he's not going to do it tonight because it's going to be about the Nashville shootings. It's going to be about the gun control. It's going to be about Albany. It's going to be about the budget. So, and I don't know this for a fact, but my prediction is that's not going to happen tonight. So now that'll be two wasted opportunities. See,
what are you, a swami? You already
I'm
able
like Chris
to,
Berman.
To foresee what's going to happen?
Listen, I have been on record saying there's a few Democrats I'd never bring on. Like, I bring on Mayor Eric Adams, and I get a ton of criticism, and truthfully, I don't care. It doesn't, you know this. I couldn't care less. I'm worried about one thing, broadening my audience, making the show more and more popular, which I'm doing. By the way, the first week of March came back, another 7.4.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not with love, Sid. A lot of people hate your guts.
I know that.
Everywhere I go, I hate shit.
Of course.
Meantime, you have the number one ratings of all time.
By far.
Hate drives interest because people who say, I'll never listen to shit again in my life, they got the iPhone, the smartphone up to them. I can't believe what that SOB is saying now.
They say that on Facebook, and then they quote me from 3 hours before.
Yes.
That's how stupid they are. So I'm on record saying some of these Democrats I never bring on. And I got to tell you, I've gone back on some of those. And I would bring Cuomo on. I would. Much to the dismay right now, my audience are out there going, oh, Sid, Bernie's rolling over in his grave. Stop with that, by the way. Please stop. Hey, Bernie doesn't care. But I would bring him on. But I would never bring him on unless he addressed, if not one, but both of those issues.
Understood.
After that, if you want to talk about Albany, you want to talk about shootings, you want to talk about guns, you want to talk about Italian restaurants, I don't care. But don't pop on this station like you're Geraldo Rivera on Fox News or Dan Bongino on Fox News talking about the topics of the day. You can't do that when there's not one but two.
That's right.
Huge
we would have said to Geraldo, you don't get on the station unless you tell us why you were buck naked in front of a mirror doing a FaceTime with God knows how many hundreds of thousands of people. What was going on in your mind, Geraldo?
You know what's funny? I took over Geraldo's old office. When I got the job with Bernie back in 2016, Curtis, they gave me at the old address, Madison Square Garden, Geraldo's old office. And the first thing that came to my attention was not one, not two, but three or four different paintings and photos of Geraldo. His own paintings and photos on the wall. I'm like, oh, my God, that's weird.
Well,
that's weird.
That reminds me. That was the great time where I walked in on the guy who had the contract to kill me, Johnny Alight. He was interviewing Johnny Alight, and you know you couldn't get out of that office. And I said, he ain't getting away from me. That was classic radio. We had it on film. Johnny Alight had an X-Lax attack. You know, and all of a sudden, Geraldo said, well, you know, he apologized to you. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
I said, Johnny, I hope you take a shower tonight. You slip and fall, break your neck, and that would have been God's justice. That was classic.
That was classic. Yeah.
But look, this is a free speech talk radio station. We believe in free speech here. Let the guy speak. What the hell? Everybody's, oh, my God. Cuomo could be a guest. What's the difference if Cuomo was a guest or Cuomo was on with an hour with John Catsimatidis? Hey, you don't like it? Turn it up. But I'll tell you this way. You know where I was Friday? In the middle of the Queensbridge Projects, all the TV cameras, because I was trying to save cats in the basement of the buildings who had been sealed in. You know what everybody was listening to?
Andrew Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo on their iPhones and smartphones. The ratings were off the hook. Now, nobody here hates Andrew Cuomo more. Nobody is more of an enemy of the Cuomos. But the guy should be hurt. And if you don't want to listen to it, that's why you have so many other choices in life.
Although, if you're Mark Levin and you're Mr. Superstar, he has been dubbed the Great One, and you've got your own show on Fox News.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And you're, by the way, he does not get good ratings here. You know, it is, I know the audience isn't up on all these things, but our job is to get ratings. That's it. It's not to make you happy. It's not to wave the pom-poms. Get ratings, okay, which this show does a tremendous job of. Sean Hannity in New York, no ratings.
By the way,
Mark Levin in New York, no ratings.
You speak about being preempted. Yeah. How many times have you preempted me at 7:05 in the morning? I'm on my way to WABC, and all of a sudden, Justin Ailey said, hey, not today, pal. Go back to sleep.
Well, to be honest, every time that happens, it's John Catsimatidis. Because he's the 705
guest. He should come on after Curtis Sliwa, right?
But if you were Mark Levin and they were taking away a third hour of your show,
hey, look, you take a minute
for this Democrat, right, you'd be pissed.
Hey, look, you take a minute away from any of my many shows here, and I have a heart attack, right? You know that.
But again, in Cuomo's defense and John and Chad's defense, the hour of Cuomo on Friday night
beat
the other two that Mark Levin did.
Blew it up.
And that's our business.
You know, people have an insatiable curiosity.
Oh, yeah.
As much as they, I hate that lousy. I can't wait to hear it because I must listen. Now, if it was every day and no acknowledgement of any of these sins, you know, someone's going to say, hey, you know what you got to do? You got to get into the confessional with the priest, except we need to hear the confessional.
Right.
Or we're not going to make you whole. But I will tell you this. I heard you yesterday. You were the biggest snorer in talk radio I've ever heard.
What?
You had Randy Levine on.
Yeah.
Here's Randy Levine. You're saying, oh, boy, I'd love to be in a box seat opening day Thursday.
What?
And Randy said, well, let me see what we can do.
No. That's not the way it went. Randy Levine, the president of the New York Yankees, came on yesterday. Yankees open their brand new season tomorrow, opening day in the Bronx, hosting the Giants. And I did not introduce that. It was Randy who said, we would love to have you as a guest
slowly
at Yankee Stadium.
I turn step by step to 2009, Phillies versus the New York Yankees. There was Ed Rendell, governor of Pennsylvania, and sitting in the seat was the governor at that time, David Patterson, wearing his Yankee hat. I don't know how he could see the game, but he was there. And all of a sudden, the New York Post front page. Oh my God. He had 5 free tickets. We should put him in jail. There's a $62,000 fine.
Stupid.
You know where that came from?
Where?
Attorney General Andrew Evilize Cuomo.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Cuomo would not do that.
He was eyeballing David Patterson. You notice David Patterson didn't run for re-election. Why?
I did.
Because he feared the wrath of Andrew Evilize Cuomo and his wartime consigliere, Joe Piccoco. Who would sort of show you that Rocky Colavito autograph, Louisville slug, and say, I'm going to try to convince you, and if I can't convince you, I'm going to make your kneecap sing and ring like a slot machine in Atlantic City.
But I feel like this version of Andrew, who'll be on the air tonight, a castrated version, right? I mean, he had to leave the office in disgrace.
You never bet on geldings at the racetrack?
Maybe I have. I don't remember. Geldings have come in,
you know.
I think Charismatic was a gelding, but a bit castrated, not nearly as arrogant and tough.
Almost
sounds like a beaten guy.
Are you a man? Are you a man, Sid?
Well, last I checked,
yes. Are you a married man?
I am, yes, sir.
I am married multiple times.
Yeah, many times.
I'm serial married.
Right.
We're all capons in this world.
That's all we are.
Castrated roosters.
You're
when
right.
you're married, you're
right.
a castrated rooster.
Yeah.
Any man who's married is a capon, a castrated rooster. Oh, yeah, guys, I control the household. The moment you get home, the wife says, what do you think you're doing there? Turn that damn TV off.
I know.
You
got to
spend time with me.
I know.
What's the last time you took me out? You know what that's like. And Jewish women especially.
Oh, the worst.
That's why the Jewish men die early in their marriages.
Because they want to.
Oh, I remember I was in a relationship like that. I was sitting there at the breakfast table in the morning reading the Post and the Daily. Why are you reading the paper? Don't you realize you need to spend time? And until I finally said, let me take the menorah and just impale myself. I gotta get out of here.
That had to be knowing the roster of Curtis' ex-wives, the Queens DA Melinda Katz.
Yeah.
She's Jewish.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now I know why Jewish men die earlier than their wives.
Man.
Oh, my God, what did I do? What did I do? Jesus Christ, what did I do?
And that was a great analogy, John Catsimatidis, with the Hall of Fame Oakland Raider great Al Davis. I'll take it a step further with tomorrow being opening day at Yankee Stadium. What about George Steinbrenner, Steve Howe, Dwight Gooden, Darryl Strawberry?
And
gave them all 10 chances.
Now you got me triggered up. Where is Kate Smith singing God Bless America? That is what George wanted, and they took her away from us in the 17th stretch. That's a shanda.
That's why Randy Levine was on my show yesterday, and you're never going to get him.
Damn right. And I'm not going to Yankee Stadium until Kate Smith is brought back for the 17th stretch singing God Bless America.
You heard
That's
me,
what
folks.
George Steinbrenner wanted.
Yes, he did. God Bless America, Curtis Sliwa. Once again, an amazing, not good, an amazing appearance. Still lots more to do this hour.
I'll be cutting up all of Cuomo for tomorrow's programs. You know, we're all going to be talking about it.
Oh, no doubt about it.